the ravers are never even that bad. Sometimes it can be. Do you want to know who's the problem when the raves happen? The rave staff are the worst.
Oh.
I thought you meant the hotel staff.
Yeah, no. I was really confused.
The rave staff. So we have a staff block and then we have like attendees. Mm-hmm. The attendees are normally good. Like we haven't signed the waivers, but it's like the staff that just think they're like all that, a bag of chips, and like they're above everything. They're the ones that are always smoking in the rooms. They're the ones that have to go up and like tell them to stop or I'm going to kick them out. This last time though, it was really sad. There was this girl. She showed up at like 2 a.m. She was completely obliterated, like drunk as a skunk, and had no phone, no wallet, nothing. Somehow got here. And she was like, are my friends here? And her friends just straight up left her. And she was giving us her friends' names and we couldn't find them. So she basically slept in the lobby. My team was like trying to help her track her friends down, but she was just so obliterated that they couldn't get anything from her and her friends. And so 7 o'clock, the AM team comes in. They're like, what's that girl doing like sleeping in the lobby? And the night auditor's like, yeah, I couldn't find her friends. And they're like, did you call around to other hotels? And he's like, no. So my AM gals, because they have empathy. So they call and they're like, look, I know you can't tell me who's staying there, but have this girl. She has no phone, no wallet, no nothing. Her friends just like abandoned her and she seems to think she's staying at this brand. I know you can't tell me if they're there, but maybe you could let me know if maybe I should send her your guys's way. If and gave the name and the front desk agent was like, I cannot tell you whether or not that guest is staying here, but maybe she wants to come hang out over here instead. We're like, got it. Thank you.
So she ended up at a random hotel.
So she...
It happens.
And like didn't recognize like, this isn't the lobby I walked out of earlier.
No. At convention hotels, I finish your story and then I have a story. I'm going to jump in. Go.
Yeah, go. But so the girl sat there and at least we figured out, okay, we know where her friends are and she started to like come to more and we're like, do you want us to help like get you a ride? And she's like, no, it's okay.
How did she get a ride?
The front desk agents were just going to spot her and get her an Uber and take her over there.
Well, yeah, because she didn't have a phone. She couldn't call an Uber.
She had nothing. And she was young. Like, and the front desk agents were pissed. Mm-hmm. They're like, what kind of fucking friends does this girl have? They just would leave her. They were all mad for her, but she was all like, is this fine? So they call the hotel. And they're like, can you just transfer us to a room? And the front desk agent's like, yeah. Transfers to the room. And my desk agent's like, hey. And they're like, hi. And they're like, are you missing someone? And the guy's like, no. And he's like, you're not missing a friend by the name of. And said the name. He's like, oh, yeah, we are. And he's like, yeah, she's here.
Not too good of a friend.
Do you want to come get her? Or do you want us to send her your way? Oh, no. It's okay. We'll get her. An hour goes by, still nothing. And I come in at 9. I'm like, what's going on with the girl in the lobby? They're like, her friends like just abandoned her. They said they're going to come pick her up. They haven't. And so I was peeved. And so I call and I'm like, can you guys transfer me to that room again? They're like, yeah. And I transferred. I'm like, hey, so are you guys coming or not? Do I need to come drive her over there? Oh, no, we're coming right now. And then they came and picked her up. But the front desk agents were like telling this girl, like, dude, you need to get better friends. This isn't okay. Like you need to rethink
your
life. Or
were these just like rave friends?
That's my thought.
My desk agent's asked, they're like, how long have you known these people? And she's known them like a while.
Oh.
Since last year's rave.
Right? But if she was that obliterated, like no one considered like, is calling 911?
Like I wouldn't do that to someone unless they were being disruptive or something
exactly.
was wrong. Like she wasn't. I heard she was just kind of like sad and quiet and just sat there like waiting for someone to come find her.
How far away was the other hotel?
5-6 miles. It's not in the downtown area. It's like a little.
Got it. Because some brand hotels are shockingly close together.
Correct.
It's like, could she walk?
Was not a walk.
I did for a period of time work at a convention hotel where there was over 16 branded hotels within a couple blocks. Anyways, it was during a very, very, very peak convention that this person showed up at the front desk completely obliterated. They're like trying to get a key to their room, and so they kept showing us like the keys to the room and this, that, and the other, and we're like,
this
we
is
don't
not here
in this specific brand
we
keys,
all have those same keys.
Yes, but the room number, however, was not something that we had at that hotel. Long story short, he ends up vomiting over himself, passes out, just completely like mid-conversation, mid-everything, hits the concrete. And he was so drunk. Security came over. We got him into the wheelchair. My bellman, he's like, I think there's a couple different hotels that would have this room number. And there was one that he had previously worked at. So he's like, let's call them first. He calls them, figures out, yes, this is the person that is registered to that room. This bellman literally rolled him in the wheelchair to the hotel.
No. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine just someone passed out in the wheelchair, like... Could you vomit imagine, down their shirt?
Could you imagine being the front desk agent at the receiving end of the hotel? Like, why are you bringing this to me?
Like, your what problem is walking? Now? What is walking into my hotel?
Rolling.
If it was B, she would just look at him and go, "No, no, 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 out, not today.
Out. Nope. Seriously."
But no, that is a common thing, especially in these highly concentrated like convention areas, because at the end of the day, they all kind of look the same. And when you're not really paying attention, if it's your friend's room or your family's room or whatever, it's just a hotel's a hotel. And you walk in and
if it's I have a specific brand here. And you're like calling a ride share, it's like, sure, input brand name. And the first one that might pop up, yep, I'm going there.
100%.
But you know what's interesting? Our hotels are nothing alike. That's a select service. We're a full service. They're small. We're big. But people confuse us all the time.
Oh, way to brag. Brand. Way to brag.
No, it's just size. Okay, size doesn't always matter. But people confuse us because they go, yeah, you're the Veep brand. Yeah. We're like, yes, but on what street? And they go, this street. Nope. That one's by the college. And we're in the downtown area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, it was sad.
Should we, I don't know, maybe do an intro?
Yeah, I mean, now that we're, you know, several minutes and one story, well, two stories in.
Sorry.
Welcome back to Tales from the Service Industry. I'm your host, I'm Bill. Tonight, we have Liz, Ms. B, and Gwen joining us.
Hey, guys.
Hi, team.
Well, hey.
So now that we've primed the whole show.
They heard the intro music.
Yeah, I know. They knew where they are.
So. You still hurting the baby?
Buzzing.
It's a forever cough, okay? It's acid reflux.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you were just always somewhat sick with a toddler.
You know what's funny?
Oh, the little human petri dishes.
Literally. But no, I have a permanent cough because of my acid reflux.
On this episode, we discuss Miss B's past medical history.
This is not pink. Caught up on yours.
Or pregnancy. Oh, we have caught up on mine. Yeah, fair enough, fair enough.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
But we're back. I'm back, guys. I missed you.
And we missed you,
too. You have no idea.
How was your time away from us?
Horrible.
Don't hold back.
One thing after another.
You were lacking your weekly therapy.
I was. So I'm very happy to be back to get my therapy and my time with my guys.
We're back on the wagon.
Yeah. Back on the wagon.
Well, last we spoke, we were kind of in the beginning stages of spring break.
Yeah.
We are now at the tail end of spring break.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got some stories.
Yay. Sweet.
So I don't know if I mentioned the pool deck resurfacing project.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Remind me where I left that.
The last I remember was the pool deck being cleared, the pool closed, and some dude doing laps.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think the resident side was closed,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct. Okay. Okay, yeah, so all of the lap swimmers and the teenagers sneaking into the hot tub, yeah, ruined the pool deck.
Oh.
Yes. So, Ms. B, you're really familiar with the property.
Yeah.
So, my side of things, the pool deck was getting resurfaced 1 week. The other side of the property's pool deck was getting resurfaced the following week.
In the middle of spring break?
Who thought
this through?
I will get into this because I had this exact conversation with a guest. So, hold on to that thought.
Okay.
Was it a schedule set by the previous GM?
It was not.
I would be surprised.
That was a very fair question.
No, it was just my attempt to throw her under the bus.
She's always under the bus. She's being dragged under the bus constantly.
Really?
Are you happy with that?
It does.
In Bill's eyes,
it
yes.
It does make me feel a little better.
Yeah. So the resident side got the resurfacing done, and then we had rain the next day.
So the combination of all the things of people sneaking the pool, the hot tub, and the rain, the paint didn't get a full chance to like seal and dry effectively. Mm-hmm. So I am there in the rain and I'm like, well, let me go down to the pool deck and see how it's doing. And there are not bubbles, but bubbles of water underneath the layer of paint. Mm-hmm. And in some areas, it's already cracked. Mm-hmm. And I could just peel the corner and I'm peeling paint away from the pool deck. But they're starting the other side, you know, 3 days later. It's currently Saturday. They're going to start that on Monday. So I take a couple pictures. I report it to my general manager. Hey, just want to bring this to your attention. I don't really know what to do here, but like we're open. So she forwards that to the director of engineering. And on that Monday, they not only close the other pool down for hotel guests, they close a portion of my pool deck down. And that is the entire side with access to the hot tub and restrooms.
Oh.
And the
Did they tell you?
No, of course they didn't. Come on.
Sorry, I just need clarification here. Okay.
No.
No.
I was just like...
So you just walked in Monday morning and you're like, well, what's happening?
I walked in and the receptionist is like, hey, so the pool's closed? And I'm like, what are you talking about? No, it's not closed. And she's like...
You're like, did you read the email?
No. I literally said, no, no, no. Clearly, we said like Saturday we were reopened. She's like, well, engineering is like down there. So we closed the section with the hot tub, access to the restrooms, and access to, you know, my staff has, funny enough, we call it a cabana. It's a closet. Mm-hmm. But that's where we store extra towels, like things we need for boat rentals, the keys, the maps, ice bucket. Like it's just our catch-all for the outside area. Closed.
No access, you mean?
No access.
And no warning.
They're actively so like grinding the paint off or like sanding the paint back off. So the area is closed. And mind you, the other pool deck is also closed. So it's 25% of my pool deck that is not available.
But to the guests, that's 75%.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So and the boat rentals, it's 100%.
The boat rentals, we have to walk them down like the ugly alley. Oh. It's a longer walk. And it's not
so pretty. Cute.
You're walking past like dumpsters and construction trucks. It's not the luxurious waterfront property. You're like, where the heck are you taking me? It might feel like you're getting kidnapped. Don't you think?
Yeah.
And we're the only pool deck open on property. And it's finally good weather. It's spring break. We have a bunch of, is it transient guests?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Leisure mm-hmm. transient guests. Look mm-hmm. at me.
Learning.
I know. And I turn into a resort pool attendant because mm-hmm. I feel like I'm the only one capable of having these conversations of
providing a level of service. Yes. Yeah.
Hi, welcome. My name is Liz. I'm here to assist you. What's your name? What's your reason of stay?
So resort guests were using your pool.
Yes.
How much has changed? So, this is so crazy.
We can get into that.
God.
And I am like, oh my gosh, they're expecting, you know, 5-star service. I have to bring them pool towels. I will mm-hmm. bend over backwards for them. But in these interactions, I also have to explain, I'm sorry, so we have no hot tub. We have no restrooms on the mm-hmm. pool deck. You can't order food. You have to order room service because we don't have pool service yet. So yeah, let me know if you need anything. Bye. Oh, but God. This is a long spiel. And yeah. these guests are like,
Thank
you, I think. So we finally am like getting through the day and a couple hours go by and I get a radio call. Liz, I need you on the pool deck right now.
You're like, pool deck's closed.
Okay, copy? Someone's demanding a manager. I'm like, okay, I'll be down like in a second. And this associate comes running upstairs. Mind you, my office is, of course, indoors, but on the second floor in like a corner. So it's a bit of a walk away from the pool deck. And he comes storming in and he starts like, you know, when you're yelling at someone, but you're not yelling at them.
You're yelling over the situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you just need to yell. Mm-hmm. He was just yelling at me and I had to tell him like, okay, we're in a public area.
Take it down a notch.
Calm down. Do you need a breather? And he's like, these people are just obnoxious. Mm-hmm. They went over the tape and were in the hot tub and I told them to get out. And they're so upset. There's no hot tub. And they demanded to talk to a manager and they're down there mocking me. So you need to go down there and handle it.
Oh, no. Mocking? I have no... tolerance.
So I said, okay, I will handle it. So I go down to the pool deck, but I do it slyly. I'm like, let me putz around. Let me pick up a couple dishes, dirty towels to pick up. And I'm kind of assessing the situation, figuring out who these naughty guests are. And there's a group of rambunctious teenage boys, of course, in the pool. And my back is to them, and I can hear them yelling, oh, is that the manager? Are you the manager? And I'm just like laughing under my breath at this. And I turn and I'm like, hi, how can I help you? And then the mom spouts out and she's like, oh my God, are you the manager? And I kneel down to her level and I'm like, my name is Liz. Like, what's going on? And she continues to hoot and holler that she would never stay at this resort on spring break all the way from 45 minutes away. If she knew we wouldn't have a hot tub available for her. I go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. So I explain the whole situation. This is what happened. This got done. Then that is getting done this week. But, you know, we had to fix a couple spots here. It was unanticipated. I'm so sorry. I wish I could help you. I'm hoping it opens up tomorrow. How long is your stay?
Yeah.
And she just keeps on, keeps on, keeps on. And how much compensation do we think she asked for?
Her entire stay comp every single night because she didn't have a hot tub.
I would second that, but then additional punitive
compensation. And you need to give me all my drinks for the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gwen.
Plus a comp night.
Okay. My soul is cringing, first of all, because I think we've all been in those situations when it comes to pools and communication with guests. And even though it's on our website or this side or the other, we didn't know. So, like, my soul is cringing because this really is unexpected.
Yes.
Welcome back certificate.
That's what you think she asked for?
I think definitely a night stay or two, but definitely a welcome back. Like, she wanted her next stay comped.
Yes. Okay. So she had two rooms for a four-night stay. She wanted both rooms comped the whole week.
Oh, sorry.
For a hot tub not being available for a day.
How many days had she been there up until that point?
That I don't know. So I don't know if our listeners know. I have no
access to that.
Access to resort management guest information. I do my best. I just jumped in and tried to like give good service. It's also audit season. So everyone was like, that could be an auditor. That could be an auditor. So in the back of my head, I'm like, any of these people, like, I'm not used to this. I could do it, but I'm not used to it. So I'm continuing to talk with her and I kindly have to tell her I empathize, like, your frustration with the situation. I have no control over compensation, but I would love to pass along your information to the front desk management team.
I hate you.
Well, it's true. She doesn't.
That's all I could do.
You really don't?
No. She doesn't.
But you're like a director
of rec.
So you still have a title. You should be empowered.
On the club side.
Yeah, I work on a different side.
It's like basically, it's a whole different world. It's crazy that there are resort guests in her area
because they're not there. It's crazy.
That's not a thing normally.
No, my area is not open to resort guests. It's only club members.
But it's since their pool is being worked on.
Okay, but like even if you're dealing with resort members, you still have empowerment to compensate.
No, I don't.
But if they're experienced, like, so what are you supposed to do?
I pass it along. The best I could do was communicate their displeasure with someone who could do something about it.
I'm sorry, my mind is blown right
now.
We
can go over my job description at another time. How do you not demand
that? No. How would you not demand that?
I don't want it. Though?
It's actually better since when I was there.
We
didn't know anything about club. Club didn't know anything about us. It was basically two different businesses.
No, it was two different properties. It's true.
I fully understand the properties and like the separation of the properties. But when it comes to that level of leadership, you should have that sort of empowerment to take care of both sides. If you're caught in the middle of any sort of guest experience, resident or not, you should be able to take care of
them. On the other side of,
but they wouldn't have let it.
On the other side of things, I don't want the resort messing with my boat rentals and the reservations because I'm particular about it. I don't want them signing up kids for swim team. But there's just so much
to do with taking care. I don't know.
I'm not supposed to take care of guests.
She's not even supposed to technically talk to them. They're not supposed to be in her world.
Yeah.
She's on a private club. Yes. Members only.
So I offer to share this guest contact information with someone who could offer her whatever compensation they deemed fit. Yeah. So, Ms. B, to bring back your question, why did we choose to do it during this time? Stupid. Bill probably already knows the answer. So you, when you're resurfacing a pool deck, you have to wait for it to, one, not be in rainy season. Two, the concrete can't be so cold at night when it's curing. And three, you don't want it to be like so hot that it dries too quick. And since both sides agreed, okay.
Spring break it is.
The club That's members crazy. Use one pool. We would just shimmy the pool that we were. Mm-hmm. We would always have one available for everyone to use. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, we had to redo some of my pool deck. So I went along and wrote my little report email. Front desk managers. And I CC'd their manager and I CC'd my manager. And I said, Mrs. So-and-so would love a call back. Thank you. Okay, let's take another guess. What do you think the front desk manager offered her as compensation?
I hope they offered her dinner in the restaurant.
Okay.
That's not a bad guess.
That's what I would have done is what I'm saying. If that whole thing would have been like, look, this is what I can do for you guys. I'll go ahead and give you and your family dinner in the restaurant tonight, but there'll be a jacuzzi available tomorrow. I apologize. Yeah. Your afternoon was inconvenienced, but there'll be something available tomorrow.
Yeah. Or like maximum pushback, one night comp.
Okay.
But keep in
one
mind.
One night comp on one room.
Keep in mind, that's probably like $600 per room.
No, I know. But that's why I would think one night max.
So we don't know the length of stay.
Four nights per room.
Mm-hmm. But how many nights they had already been there is the question mark.
I can assume since they were like baffled that we were doing any construction.
Probably their first.
They had either been there one night or checked in that day.
I would do one each. Luxury. It's one night.
I wouldn't compensate them and be like, oh, well, we'll give you the remaining 6 nights comp.
I think you guys are so generous. She's making up a reason to like fish for compensation because we didn't have a hot tub.
This is how we've been groomed.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we've been groomed.
In the middle of the conversation, I thought of you guys and I was like, this bitch is fishing for compensation.
Yes. That's what they do.
So we offered $100 credit per room.
Oh, I love that.
So it was just a credit on their bill. So I was able to leave the conversation with them pleasant with our interaction. They weren't pleasant at that their entire stay, but they were like, thank you for coming down here. Like, we appreciate it. And then a server's walking behind them. And I go, ladies, what are you drinking? Mojitos? Margaritas? This next round's on me. And I just looked at the server and I was like, just comp it.
This whole thing we were just talking about and the concept of fishing because of a truly minor issue. I mean, the hot tub's going to be back the next day.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the story that Ms. B shared about the guy that broke the TV and then disputed the TV. How do you break something that expensive and then just expect that there's no penalty for it? You know?
I truly don't know.
Wait, guys, on that just reminded me.
Do you have a follow-up?
There's no huge story, but just more of a little dude. We had a guy this last week that broke the toilet.
Wait, what?
Shattered the f***ing toilet.
How?
Like, what part of it?
Know.
Is he okay?
Was it like, which part was shattered?
That's a great question. So you know the back
the
part?
The tank?
He must have just slammed back into
that. Oh, so just like the lid.
No.
Oh.
The lid against the tank.
Yeah.
That whole tank thing cracked to shit.
He was just like leaning back and getting comfy.
No idea what he did or
was
how that
was traveling
impossible.
Alone?
Yes.
He was drunk.
Why did you ask that question?
I mean, you know, people...
Rowdy.
Like, but so...
You thought they were doing the nasty on the toilet?
In the bathroom.
Oh, in the bathroom. Ew. And like someone fell?
Could have been.
But wait.
You could knock somebody off.
Someone
got
shoved into the toilet?
If you're lucky.
But so, the housekeeping reported because they were doing stayover service. And they're like, dude, this toilet's
wait,
destroyed.
He didn't report it.
No.
Oh.
And they see the toilet's broken. And my assistant manager, we were like kind of doing a passing torch. You know, I was leaving. She was coming in. We were there for a minute. I'm like, oh, that's all you, girl. Have fun with that. Because she's like, I can't just accuse him of breaking the toilet. I'm like, why don't you just start by just calling saying, hey, this is what we noticed in your room. We just want to make sure you're okay. You know,
and you're
like
not
that.
Hurt.
Yeah.
Do but you also, require medical assistance?
Also, how'd that happen, bro?
I know.
And so she does it, and I'm sitting there watching, and she's like, hi. Like, you know, the housekeeping reported that the toilet, what's it called?
The tank.
Tank. He's like, was completely cracked. And
completely.
We just wanted to call to make sure you're okay. You know, she did all that. And he's like, I'm fine. It was like that when I checked in. I thought you guys knew, so I didn't report it. I didn't do that. And she's like, okay. And she's like, I was just asking if you were okay. She's like, because, yeah, we didn't see that before. And that's definitely something housekeeping reported. But, you know, we're just making sure you're all right. And, you know, so.
So are you going after him for... No. Okay.
So when he checked in, there was water all over the floor from the broken tank.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're like, uh-huh, but we didn't charge him. But we were just like, okay. And, you know, it is what it is.
Is that like a common expense for
a broken toilet tank? No. I've never seen that. So okay. He was going at it. I don't know what he was doing.
He really had to go in as an emergency.
We've all had emergencies here. I've never smashed a toilet tank. Good God.
Okay. I would totally judge you if you had.
Are we judging you?
Have you? Gwen, no.
Just the lid that goes on top.
No.
You know when the seat.
We're talking like that back thing that you.
No. Okay, well, the lid that goes on top of the tank.
Lid?
Yeah. So okay. Like, you know when you like sit down on a seat and getting it like comfy. Shifts. Suddenly, no, oh. You know that, like, yeah. Your stomach drops out of your soul feeling, and you're like,
and you're gonna fall into the depths of your toilet.
And it cracked, like, the corner piece of the lid that went on because of the...
You know, you can tighten the toilet seat.
Yes. yes.
Like, if it shifts, you know?
I didn't know that it shifted at the time.
You learned
and
something.
It was an emergency.
It was a learning opportunity.
Oh, that's so funny. So yeah, sorry that quick pivot, but you reminded me of that guy.
I don't mind the tangent. We can segue into my one funny thing this week.
Oh, I'm excited.
Well, I texted you guys all about it earlier, but I brought it home with me.
Oh my God, I want to see.
Oh yeah.
So, in the spirit of McLovin.
Truly.
I
sent this out to my entire team, by the way. I have to tell you.
So I walked into the hotel this morning and I walk into the front desk and I greet my team and I look down at the computer and I'm like, what is this? And she's like, I've been trying to figure this out. And it was this really terrible looking quote unquote ID, right? So I picked it up. I'll let you feel it as we pass this around.
Even from across the table, you just holding it, it is very flimsy. Would you accept that even from this far away?
No, but here's the thing with this, though, is that this is...
Look at the back of it.
Oh, yes.
We'll get into it.
Wait. We need a description. Yes. Our listeners need a description.
Wait. Before we get there, this is the best example that I have seen to date of why we ask you to remove your ID from your wallet.
Oh, fair. Very fair.
But then looking at this thing, there were like a dozen different things that immediately jumped out at me.
Yes.
I love.
Okay, so did you want to talk about the back?
Can we tell our listener what it is?
Well, yeah.
Wait, can I say my favorite part? On the back of this quote unquote ID, it's all white. And you see
blank.
The word Epson,
uh-huh.
Like the printing paper. So it's literally photo paper.
It's just photo paper. So.
Oh, I was trying to figure out if it was like laminated, but not on the bag.
It's photo paper. It's just photo paper.
No, you know what this paper is? This is like the first grade cutout photo that you get from school. That's literally That's literally the paper.
Yeah, pretty much.
So
this is the wallet size photo that you spend so much money on for memories of your children.
See, I was thinking this was a business card.
The $59 package where you get one 4x6 and three wallets and that's it?
Yes.
or and now you get 12 wallet size. You're like, why do I
need
12?
I don't even like 12 people.
Guys, why would you need a fake ID if you're this forking old?
Well,
he's old. Clearly,
okay.
Born in 59.
Okay, wait. So I brought this home so that...
Yeah, let's break it down.
Let me have this.
I'm touching it.
Give me. Here's the things that I love about this, though. And I don't even know where to begin. So the paper, first and foremost. The quality of the print, secondly, is just terrible. But the name. Woman's name, man's photo.
I didn't even notice that.
What?
I was more focused on the signature.
Well, that was another thing. But you didn't think that he looked like a Roseanne?
Oh.
It's 2024.
Don't judge.
to your point, yeah, the signature line is just like a typewritten font.
Yes.
Which I thought was
great. It's like an e-sign signature.
It's one of those like automated fonts that you e-sign with. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Love the fact that states he's 5'3", has blonde hair. Clearly.
Blonde hair.
Clearly does not have blonde hair.
This man is brunette.
What would
he also looks taller than 5'3".
Yeah. What would you say his age is?
He doesn't. Well, 50.
Late 50s.
Well, 59. How old are you if you're born in 59?
No, but we think that's somebody else's info.
You'd be 65.
Oh, he's not 65.
No. I was thinking 40s, late 40s.
I would say he looks like mid to late 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah. 45, 47. Yeah, somewhere I would in agree. There. Yeah, not born in 1959.
No.
Anyway, just a really terrible fake that somehow ended up on our front desk with no story.
What the heck?
And that's what bothered
and
me the
left
most.
Left it behind.
You didn't do a group text at front desk, be like, guys, I need a backstory.
Yeah, that's what bothered me the most. I'm like, I want to know how this got here.
It was not in your pass on.
Yeah, tell me the story.
I'm dying to know the story.
And they left it there.
Well, I was maybe gonna be impressed that your front desk agent confiscated it.
That was the first question that I asked. I'm like, was this accepted?
Yeah. Maybe it fell out of someone's pocket and someone found it.
Possibly.
I mean, no. I hope it was confiscated. Maybe, that's more fun.
Maybe it worked for something and then they ditched it.
Maybe. But like I was saying, this is the prime reason why we ask you to take a ID out of your wallet. Because, I mean, if I had this in my wallet and I just did like a real quick open my wallet, show you kind of a thing, most people wouldn't catch it.
Yeah, no, that's...
But see,
makes me want to more enforce
if the
that.
Name matched, like a reservation, address match, all that jazz.
But I feel
I probably
like...
wouldn't look too closely at it.
Roseanne would have given me flags.
And then the other thing that dawned on me was, it's not a good fake, but it's a better fake than I could make. So then I Googled it thinking,
You could order a fake ID for $80.
My fake ID looked
on.
A lot better
hang
than
on.
That.
Hang on. So then I Googled it and it came up with a link to a Photoshop template that you could download.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I mean, how many times do you have to request somebody to take their ID out of their wallet though?
Is like, that a normal thing?
Most of the time people hand me the ID.
Yes.
I rarely
with
have
the credit card. Already know. Yeah. They already know. Yeah. So that's why I'm like,
well, me
so,
as the ideal guest, of course I do.
It's a couple times a day they go, ugh, do I have to take it out? I'm like, yeah.
I'm sorry, Blueberry.
Right? No, I don't.
Do you know who I am?
No.
No, that's why I'm asking for your ID.
Oh my God. So we had one of those this week. Do you know who I am, dude? But he's
like C-list? D-list?
I wouldn't even call it a C or D-list. Like F and G-list. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know who you are. And he seemed to think he was the bee's knees and he did not want to provide a credit card for his reservation.
Probably has like a podcast that he thinks he's really cool about.
Ouch.
He's a voice actor that did something maybe once and he is like a descendant of someone important. But he thought he was the bee's knees and would not give a credit card. So I had to go back to the sales manager and be like, hey, remember that guy you were telling me about this coming? She's like, yeah. I'm like, he won't provide his credit card. She's like, ugh, it's fine. Just use the card on file. I'm like, okay. So we checked him in. But I'm like, nobody even knows who you are. You're not even on the list. Okay.
You're like, if I have to check your ID, I don't know who you are.
But interestingly enough, yesterday, we actually had someone who is legit, who is the CEO of one of the biggest clothing retail chains. Coolest guy ever. Gave his credit card photo ID. His last name is the store. And he acted like, you know, whatever. Like, he's just a normal guy. Like, I never would have guessed. It's people who are nobody that are like, oh, you know who I am. And then people that actually are somebody, they're like...
pretty chill.
Yeah. Not every time, but a lot of the time.
Okay, I've got one more.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so I know, like, me and Gwen are typically the positive patties.
Mm-hmm.
Positive patties. Okay, so
yeah. I need to be a negative Nancy against my coworkers right now.
You know what?
Is it safe to rant, though?
It is safe to rant.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so you guys know we deal with boat rentals. Okay. Yes. There's a lot of, like, rules that go with boat rentals as far as, like, charging time. You know, do I have the staff available? And we have specific rules on captains. You know, we don't just hire, like, Joe Schmo off the street to be paid under the table by these people. They need to have their certificate of insurance. We need to be named as additionally insured. Da, 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 da. If anyone is wanting like rules to be bent, I need to know about it, or my GM needs to know about it. Because if it's coming on my desk and I'm iffy about it, it's going to go to her desk. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to tell you. have you gotten this approved by so-and-so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am sick of managers just making reservations and not telling my department about it and not getting it approved. It has happened twice this week of people hiring Joe Schmo to drive the boats and allowing. So our boats are also not open to the public. They are exclusive to resort guests and residents. Right. There, it's not you can't go online and just book it. You have to be affiliated.
Yeah.
I will sometimes bend the rule for sales groups that are in-house for the day. Right. And they want a cocktail hour, happy hour on a boat. Wait, okay. What? They have a house account. They have a master account. I can charge the billing to it. That is a gray area that I'm totally okay with.
Mm-hmm.
Again, these managers, twice this week, I've been like, wait, what are you talking about? We have a boat rental and like who is driving? Wait, who set this up? Wait, you didn't ask anyone to do this? Well, because
they just crossed over your line. Like, that's your territory.
Crossed over all the lines. Like, it's not only my job in jeopardy, but it's your job in jeopardy and the integrity of property in jeopardy.
Yeah.
What the F are you forking doing? So I had one scheduled for next week. I have it handled, but I'm the bad guy to the guest. Because I am the one calling and being like, yeah, that's not allowed.
You're like, actually.
Nope. Yeah, that valet kid that so-and-so told you would drive your boat. Yeah, he can't drive the boat. Oh, yeah. But they're employees, so why can't they? They park my car. Why can't they drive my boat?
Because it's a boat.
No,
it's different.
Thank you.
Well, that makes sense why earlier you were like, no, I don't want the other side to book my things.
Exactly.
Because they don't know the territory and crossing those lines. Yeah.
The worst part is these are two managers that I work really, really closely with and I have very, very high respect for, and you have officially lost it.
Yeah.
So they tried to bend the rules without asking you first.
Kind of like what we were talking about earlier about how hard it is to build a reputation, how quickly you can destroy it.
Correct.
Yep.
Mm.
I'm crazy.
I'm all for like doing favors, but again, I am not going to put my reputation and my department's reputation and property's reputation at risk without approval. Look, if I have approval for it, I'll do it. If my hands are out of it and it is approved, I will do anything you want me to. But if you haven't gone through the steps that you need before it ends up on my desk. Oh, no, these are booked. These are literally booked. And I'm just like looking at the notes in the reservations for shits and gigs. And I'm like, wait, who booked a driver? Who is the driver? How many people do they have? Oh, they need food and bev, but it hasn't been ordered yet. Oh, and this is all supposed to be my responsibility. Okay, cool. And I'm the bad guy to the guest.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to have an uncomfortable conversation with a guest today. Said, yeah, little valet driver can't drive your boat.
No.
But I can offer you a captain for $350.
Right. And that's discounted as a package.
And she goes, is that the best you can do? Like, unfortunately, yeah, it is, ma'am. I'm really so I'm the bad guy.
That's so shitty.
Yeah. Well, and my boss is like, well, I've reprimanded them. You fix it. I'm like, okay, will do. Will do.
Thanks, boss.
I mean, I understand her position. Yeah. Like, we're both in the middle of it. And she'll come in if needed, but I'm the first line of defense here.
And what type of manager was it that put this together?
It's a director that's now on vacation for the next week and won't even be in town during the boat rental. So I call the manager. Hey, are these like guests of yours? Like, what's going on? Oh, the concierge like booked it for me. They have it handled. Like, okay.
I think that's great, but I obviously have questions.
So then I call the concierge. Hey, what do you know about? Oh, well, the manager just told us to book it and we ordered like charcuterie board for them. And I go, okay, well, are they staying at the hotel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me look really quick. No, I go, they're not members. So who the fork are these people? Again, our boats are not available to the public. So we have Joe Schmoes renting my boats. We have payment. How are they going to pay, right? They have no room. They have no member charge. So how am I going to get payment for this?
But they got approval from this other manager.
Who has no say over
no, the right.
department.
Yeah.
Right. No, 100%.
Captains.
But I'm just saying hired... for the concierge team, they had approval from another manager.
For sure. Captains. So I'm running around in circles today figuring this out. These boats are supposed to go out at 4:30. It's like too late to like cancel and be an a-hole, right? So I just have to say like F it and like figure it out and make sure they're taken care of and make sure I get payment for the rentals.
Well, Liz, why don't you just get your captain's license? Problem solved.
I don't want to hold COI. I really don't.
I want to see you in a hat.
I do too.
She looks so cute.
I'll do it for you. I'll do it for us. It's a conflict of interest. If I did it outside of work, but I don't think I could do it elsewhere, not at my current property.
It'd be a conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So long story short, I do agree with you, Gwen, that that manager put a bunch of team members in an awkward position and they just listened to a person in leadership and said, yes, of course, I will do this for you.
That's crazy.
So now I had to go back and try and be nice to this manager. And he was like, oh, my God, this is just a shit show. Like they told me they had it handled. And I said, no, sir. They had it handled to the best of their abilities. We don't do this. I said, this is not something that we allow. Mm-hmm. This is not going to happen again.
Good.
And I said, for today, we're going to say they're friends of the people on the Duffy. And we're never going to speak of this again because I'm not going to ruin their experience. And I said, how are they paying for the food and beverage? Oh, they took a credit card over the phone. I'm like, okay, how are they paying for the rental? Because they have to walk across property to pay with a credit card. Or I'm charging your department for it. And I put it in my closing report. And I said, based on this week's events, I think we need a refresher on boat rental policies and procedures. And for managers to clue us in when they bend the rules or want approval for something that doesn't go along with our policies.
I love that.
I was the bitch this week. It was me. But I'm having to clean up their mess.
Yeah.
I'm trying to clean up my own mess. I just got back from 6 weeks.
I don't need your mess too.
No.
I hate to say this, but I kind of like the feisty, fired up Liz.
I know.
I love it so much.
I was so fired up. And I had two associates like helping me. We had to move the boats for this group to another dock. Mm-hmm. We had to do. No, oh, don't even get me started.
God.
Blankets, ice, cups, waters. And that's just us, not even room service stuff. So while I was having some of these convos and like figuring it out, my two associates who are fairly new, I said, okay, team, let's go. We're figuring this out. So I'm carting them across property, like trying to figure it out. But I'm also like,
pick that up.
But yeah. I'm also like introducing them like, okay, concierge, this is my team. This is rec kid number one and number two. They're the ones that bend over backwards and do everything you want for boat rentals. So say thank you and give them little
incentives.
Little incentive little sheets for free shit on property.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring them over and introduce them to you so you could put a name with a face next time you stab them in the back.
Yes.
Or set them up for failure.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
True that.
So I'm sick of it. Now I got to look over all of the notes for all of the boat rentals for eternity to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
So those are my a-holes of the week. My coworkers.
I love that.
Okay. Rant over from Liz. I know it's rare, but
I love that. I found one that you inspired me while you were talking. I'm like, oh, this reminds me of one, and I found it.
Ah!
All right, well, let's do this. Share that story,
okay.
And then, Gwen, can you share that review that you shared with me earlier?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, I can't wait.
And we'll end the episode on that that review from the interwebs.
We have to guess the rating.
Oh, I love this. I love that game.
Yes.
Well, Miss B's got her Miss B's B of the week.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you guys want to call it. So basically, this guest stayed with us. She wanted to move rooms because there was a ton of condensation on her window. And that happens for a multitude of reasons.
Interior, exterior?
Interior.
Oh.
Is it from the hot shower she took?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And no. But we can't. She was like, there's all this condensation on the window. We didn't do this. And she swears it wasn't her. But it's like,
How many people were occupying the room?
Four.
Family of four?
Yes.
Four back-to-back showers, you're going to have it.
Exactly. But she was super upset. This is a danger for mold, this and that. We're like, okay.
Oh,
like,
yeah, mold is going to happen in.
And then she said she could smell mold.
Shut up. Just shut up.
She said she could smell mold. And there's that. We're like, okay, lady.
You guys got me like worked up and bitter.
I know.
I love it.
God.
You have come over to the dark side.
Right?
It happens.
So they were here two nights and they didn't say anything till their second night. So it apparently was fine, but she wanted compensation. So the front desk offered her a $50 food and beverage credit and free parking. But she still wanted more compensation. Mm-hmm. And the front desk agent was like, we may be able to give you some points. We'll have to toss it to our manager. She can reach out to you in the morning. Okay, fine. So they offered her 20,000 points.
What?
20,000 points plus $50 food and beverage plus comp parking. And
I would offer like five.
Seriously.
For that? No.
And plus she was staying on points. So the next morning I get in, she wants to talk to me. And
For our listeners, Bill and Gwen just gave a massive eye roll. Like the both of them.
I think they felt it.
The both of them in unison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I honestly, so I get in, I read the reports. I just feel like she's scamming. And I was like, this is how you get points to stay at hotels. Mm-hmm. Like you're just a monster. And so she comes up to the desk and she's with her teenage daughter. And she's just like going off about everything. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like, but everything was okay your first night? Yeah, we didn't notice anything until the second night. I'm like, that's really weird. Did you guys take showers before? And she's like, well, I don't know.
Fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, this is what, you know, they've done. They've comped your parking $25 a night. That's $50. Then they gave you a $50 food and beverage credit. And then they gave you 20,000 points. And I was like, I'm not really sure what I could do on top of that. Just that in itself is a lot of compensation. She's like, well, I shouldn't have to pay for my stay. I want the entire points back for my stay. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm sincerely sorry you feel that way. I could probably give you some more points, but that's really the best I can do for you. I was like, your first night, you said, was completely fine. There was nothing wrong with your first night. And then the second night, you discovered the condensation and you said, but that means the mold was there the whole time. I'm like, there's no mold. We went up there. There's no mold. I could smell it. And I was like, your second night was the one that you had a problem with. And I was like, and we've given you more than enough compensation. I can't do anything further for you. And she kind of was like, okay, whatever. And storms away. And then she comes back at checkout, talks to the front desk agent and was like, yeah, I talked to the manager and I'm supposed to be getting the points back for my stay. And then an additional 30,000 points.
Oh, that was not what was agreed upon.
And the desk agent, she knows. And she comes back. She's like, Ms. V. And I was like, are you kidding me? And I go back out there because I didn't know if she still thought I was there because it was later during the day. And I'm like, hi, we spoke earlier. She's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry if there was confusion. I wasn't giving you points back for your stay and then an additional 30,000 points. She's like, oh, but I thought that you had said. I'm like, no. I told you, you know, what they'd done and what I could do more. And I was like, why would we give you points back for your entire stay and then pay you to stay here? And I went over the list. We gave you the $50 food and beverage credit. We gave you $25 off of parking per night, which is $50, and then 20,000 points, and then an additional 10,000 points. Why would I pay you to stay here and then do all of those things? And I was pissed. But I said it nicer than that. She's like, oh, I just misunderstood. And I was like, okay, well, just so we're very clear, no. No,
she didn't misunderstand anything. She just, to your point, thought you had already left for the day.
Mm-hmm. Gwen is fuming.
She's a scam artist because she stayed two nights on points. And I think she was like a strawberry and like a raspberry. And I'm like, this is how you get those points. Like, you're not, I'm not falling for it.
We're gonna confer the research department on this one. On that note, Gwen, I think you have a
guess that rating. I'm so excited. This is my favorite game.
To you,
game.
Gwen.
Okay, so here's the header. Team member exceeded expectations. All was great, except on Friday night. I was having sex with my wife.
Oh, my God.
I thought the except was big, but I guess not.
And the neighbor complained about the noise. The girl from the front desk Friday night knocked on our door and treated us very rudely. She yelled at us.
In the middle of the nasty?
Oh, my God.
That's all we have to presume. She yelled at us that it's a family hotel! What does that have to do with my wife and I doing exactly what a happy married couple do on vacation? It was a very insensitive and rude of her to say that to us.
Oh my God. Wait, was this a review or a survey?
Survey.
Okay.
Wait, what's the difference?
One posts where people can see it, like on a trip site, like TripAdvisor, Yelp,
social media. Yes. Thank you.
A review is the external Yes. Review, what are they called?
Like the OTAs?
OTA, okay.
Right, ah, no, no, but that's a booking channel that has reviews.
Well, just think, one people can see, one's internal.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Holy crap. So we're guessing the rating?
Wait, does it go on?
That's it. Out of 10.
Out of 10.
Out of 10.
Okay, 3.
So the associate was rude when she told them to quiet down from doing this nasty.
Family hotel.
Mm-hmm. Said this is a family hotel, you need to quiet down. Did the associate like outright say you got a noise complaint for having sex?
You know what I know.
So it could have been anything. It could have been any. You said 3.
The neighbor complained about the noise, and the girl from the front desk on Friday night knocked on our door and treated us very rude.
Be quiet.
She did say positive about the staff prior. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't give it a 1.
This should be a review for their neighbor, not the hotel.
Guess the rating.
Probably.
Liz. Get with the game.
No, Bill, what's your rating?
I can't play. I've already seen the answer.
Damn. Okay.
I would have.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Out of
10. If I would have been guessing, I would have guessed right along with Ms. B. Like
I'll go with a 5.
10 out of 10.
What? You're kidding.
What? Are you kidding?
That bed and those sheets must have been phenomenal.
Mm. Must have been some good.
Maybe they were the ones who broke the toilet.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Wait, 10 out of 10?
10 out of 10.
Okay, if they would have given you like a passing rating, I would have, well, that's only a 9 or a 10.
I mean, him and his wife must be very happily married for it to be a 10 out of 10.
They have a very happy sex life. Good for them.
Wow. Family.
Jealous.
That's crazy. Maybe he's like us in the hospitality industry. Maybe. Or has been, and he knows. He's like, I'm still going to give him my feedback, but I'll give him a 10 out of 10 because I don't want to hurt their scores, but I want you to know what happened.
Or maybe Fair. He gave a 10 out of 10 because he was delivering the goods well enough that it caused a noise complaint from the neighbors.
Yeah, he was proud of himself.
It was Ew. An ego.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, he did feel the For need sure. to announce it in a survey. I was having sex with my wife.
Like deliberately.
This was a public survey?
I did it.
No,
internal.
Internal.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Wild.
But still, regardless.
That's great.
If you are responding to, I mean, like.
What do you say?
It, no, I mean, like, from the guest perspective.
Glad you enjoyed your stay.
Thank you for letting us know.
Clearly you enjoyed your stay.
You could do it.
But you could do it. But I mean, like, what caliber of person, like, what are they thinking where you're receiving this generic email that says, follow this link and rate your stay. And you're blatantly typing out, my wife and I were having sex. Like, what caliber of person are
okay,
you?
Okay, but like.
On a blue pill and excited that he could do it. No. Let me play devil's advocate here. If I were to rewrite that, I would say, like, my wife and I were being intimate.
Exactly.
So I was my wife and my neighbor.
Like, who that's does what, I cannot that? Believe it was 10 out of 10. People don't know how to do surveys. Back to Bill's 10. Point.
Oh my God. Maybe his wife gave him a 10 out of 10 that night.
A good job and a smack on the ass.
Yeah.
Maybe they get off on that.
Maybe and a high five. I don't know.
Note. Well, let's take the smack in the ass and the 10 out of 10 for a sex-written review.
We are sex positive here on the TFTSI no podcast.
No kink shaming. No kink shaming.
No
ever.
Kink shaming whatsoever.
There
but
is a foot out there for everybody.
Don't get me started.
No feet.
Maybe that's why his wife was screaming so much.
Maybe. Gwen, that's a callback. Screaming. You need a binge.
On what subject?
There's a foot out there for everybody.
Oh, 100%.
Any hoozy.
Take it away, Bill.
So let's end this whole conversation on this very positive note. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you joining us. Liz, I know I always pass the torch to you to go through our socials, but
all right.
you're good at it.
You own it. Let's hear it.
Okay, so make sure to visit our website, www.tftsi.com. If you have any comments, questions, want to be a guest on the pod, make sure to scroll all the way down to the Contact Us box. We are on any socials, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can even listen to us on YouTube and give us a follow on LinkedIn.
We're a big deal on LinkedIn. Come find us.
And make sure when you are listening to the pod, make sure you leave a rating and review for us. We would love to hear from you.
Internal or external.
I think they're... Yeah, website would be internal. Oh, I forgot one. If you have anything else to say, make sure to email us. Yeah. At OG3, that is OG, the number 3, at TFTSI.com.
That was amazing. That's why you handle that.
Flawless.
So
that's why victory. You keep having me back.
Consummate professional.
10 out of 10.
Oh, yes. I got a rating.
But did my neighbors hear it?
No, let's not make it uncomfortable, Bill.
And on that note, we will see you again in about 2 weeks.
Bye. Thank you. AvenuePodcast.net